Hello, welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome, good evening, everywhere you are, U.S., good morning, Bangkok, good morning in Italy, which is 6 o'clock in the morning, and thank you for all people who are so faithful and are trying to wake up so early to listen to this show. I'm so glad to be here, and let me give you right away the number you want to call in case you want to have a session with me online. This is an educational radio show for me. Awareness of the soul, awareness of spirit. But if you want to interact with me, if you want to have a session with me, then you're welcome to call. And the phone numbers are for U.S. toll-free 877-876-5227. Let me say that again. 877-876-5227. For U.S. and Canada, toll-free 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line. Doesn't matter. You can be anywhere in the world. You can just call this number. Of course, you have to dial 001, which is the international dialing code for U.S., and then you write dial the number 530-876-3222. And welcome again. Today's topic is happiness and mind-shifting techniques. Okay? In the path of Kriya Yoga, mystical, metaphysical techniques to transform your life. And starting from true happiness, obviously. Let me remind you first that you can go to my website, which is www.joycelestial.com, and you can open your free account and have access to free stuff, free articles, free audio from my teaching, from my classes, techniques over there, and some of the episodes, two episodes of this radio show are there. They will be on rotation. Every month I will put two episodes of the radio show online, and then you can have access to video, and you can contact me through email, and you will see there on the contact page, and ask me questions. I'm so glad to receive the emails when I receive them, and I'll try to do my best to answer to all of them. So you're welcome to call, you're welcome to listen, you're welcome to write, and you're welcome to my website to open your free section over there. And of course, then you can see what I do and what happens in my life, when my trips, my teaching, and all the news are going to be posted there. But let's start with the topic of today, happiness and mind-shifting techniques. First of all, let's start with happiness, because that is the most important thing in our life. First of all the things that we do, all the spiritual techniques that we do, they are just for one purpose. First of all, to find God, to find connection with the universe, to find our own selves, our own true nature in God, in the universe, as our place in the universe, which is also higher, and live our highest purpose, the highest purpose possible. And obviously, in doing that, while doing that, we find our own true happiness. But I wanted first bring it back to our reality, the reality that we're living now in the world, in our own universe, as we are living it. And many people live it in a different way. Some people are very much interested in social matters, in political matters, in business, or in relationships, or spirituality, or anything. That depends on you. But how can you bring happiness into your life while also making a living out of it, let's say? So we have to understand we have living in this world, and I want to take the metaphor of a coin. And we have a coin, and this coin is a whole. The whole life we're living. And on one side, we have success. The other side, we have happiness. And these two things, they're not separated. They are together. They are part of a whole. But we have to make it a whole. We have to leave both sides of the coin. But how do we do that? We have to approach it first from one of the sides, either from the successful side or either from the happiness side. The most important thing to know, though, is that most people that I have seen who try to access happiness from the success point of view, from the success side, successful side, they have not succeed enough to find happiness, because they simply say, once I will have a perfect job, perfect career, then I will have joy, peace, and maybe even wisdom because of all my experience. But once, even if they try so hard, in order to get to the other side of happiness, joy, or whatever it is that is our experience of happiness in connection with the universe, what happens is they say, I still miss something. There's something wrong. So they think that they have to do all this stuff, all more, more and more and more in order to get to the other side. And while doing so, they get a lot of anxiety, they get stuck in their small reality without accessing the universe, because what happens is, oh my God, if I'm going to lose all this, I will have to start again from the beginning. They're afraid to lose everything. So most people who have a great relationship, a great job, lots of money, fantastic house, the ability to change their outside life in the way they want. Maybe they want to go from here to there because maybe they have a lot of money. They can just do it very quickly. Still, most of them, they're not going to find happiness. They're not happy. They have lots of anxieties and worries. But what do we have really already that we can work on in order to be successful, in order to be joyful and successful at the same time? We have the true feeling within ourselves that is always at ease and at rest. And that part of ourselves is our own pure awareness. If we can just relax and know that it's okay to feel good right now, it is okay. You don't have to do something in order to feel good. You don't have to do something in order to feel joy. Then, at that point, you start finding happiness no matter what. And once you have that happiness, no matter what, you are connected. You start connecting with the universe, and ideas and direction and guidance will come much more easily so that you can be successful. Now, I would like you to take everyone out of your head, and this includes me, this includes your family, include your partner, your friends, or your boss. Everyone, take everyone out of your head and ask yourself, what do I value in life? What do I value in life? What do I value? Let's take away life. Let's take it away. Just what do I value? Follow that and you will be happy. And you will see that no matter what you will do or in which conditions you are, you will be happy. And sometimes you will think, well, I'm making a fool out of myself because I don't have the condition I thought I would have had. But it does not matter. Happiness is there, because happiness is not dependent upon any external condition, either ideal or a miserable one. It does not depend on that. You will be happy when you will follow what comes as an honest answer to the question, what do I value? Stop lying to yourself. This is an important message, because we think, once I was giving a life purpose workshop, and I asked, what is it that you value? And some people, you know, they're not used in doing this inner work, and they answer questions like, I value leadership. I value having a house. I value these things. And they're actually going right away on the other side of the coin, which does not usually lead to the happiness, because what you value is usually a direction in life. It is a spiritual core of what it is, your belief. But your belief in this case is not just a mere intellectual belief. It is a conviction that comes once you're in touch with yourself, with your soul, with the happiness within you. Then yes, you can have a better job or not, but that is not going to produce or affect your happiness. When you start living happiness directly from the source, your ideas about your job, your relationships, your spirituality, and anything else in life you experience will start changing, not because you have adopted other points of views, but because you are becoming attuned to what you are supposed to be more and more. And a happy person is extremely magnetic. You will find it easier to make progresses in life, to go further, to find a better job, to find an amazing relationship, if you start from the level of true happiness, simply because the true happiness, being in touch with the source of who you are, already there. It's already there and is extremely magnetic because there's a great power behind that. Then, second, you will see that the power that moves your life is not. It is not a tyrannical and terrible force. That belief comes when we are slaves of our mind stuff that is the true dictator. You know, our mind tells us, you should do that. And this is related also to our identification with this life, with this body, with these mortal limitations, let's say. You should do that. Actually, this is what you should do. This is what you should study now. This is what you have to do. This is the job you have to get. This is because your mother told you. Stop it. The source of power is not this mind stuff. This is the true dictator. And most people think that God is a dictator because they identify their own universe, small universe with this mind stuff. But it is not like that. And follow what you really value, no matter what other people are saying, and you will be happy. No dictators or shadow dictators in your mind. Shadow dictators, I mean, your friends, relationships, your father, your mother, your aunt, or whatever, your boss, shadows within you, acting within your small universe. The forces in creation are not tyrannical. They just exist, and they are connected with the divine. Become at peace with yourself and with the world by recognizing these forces at work. Okay, you have to recognize these forces at work and be happy and live the 8 aspects of God, the happy side of the coin. Recognize them as powers at work within you as well as powers at work in creation. I explained these 8 aspects of God before, and let me say them again for your own sake right now in this radio show. I will just list them. But behind yourself, everything that you're doing and everything that you see happening in your life, there are these forces operating, and they are peace, calmness, sound, light, power, joy, love, and wisdom. These 8 forces are continuously operating behind everything that you see, either positive or negative. And if you can start asking yourself, what is the force acting behind my feeling, acting behind my thought, acting behind this event or circumstance, acting behind this meeting, you will start seeing happiness everywhere and connecting with the source everywhere. You need to be happy now. And of course, the purpose to happiness in this world is to be relaxed enough to realize your true nature. And here I would like to approach a way to enlightenment. And enlightenment is the realization of your true nature, where all the energy of yourself is brought up permanently to the higher center of consciousness within yourself. And I'm not going to go into the explanation of the center of consciousness in details today, but enlightenment just means living in your own true nature, staying in contact with the truth of life 24/7. And it is important to approach enlightenment having some guiding system, some steps in front of us, so that we can know, okay, well, I am at this stage, and this is what I should do, because at the beginning, we need to do something in order to get there. Then to realize that actually there was no need to do anything, okay? But you can just start to relax and understand every time there is a challenge, at which stage you are. And I would like, so that you can have discernment, you can develop the right discernment that knows the difference between even the most beautiful thought and the power behind it. And this is really important. Thoughts, negative or positive, even the most beautiful ones, are still inside the cage of the manifested world. And you need to feel and perceive the difference between what is manifested and the unmanifested mind of God. And for that, you need discernment, right discernment. If you follow the path of discernment, there are 7 steps, mainly to enlightenment. Enlightenment, coming into your true nature, experiencing the spirit. And to be enlightened, you need to be aware of the difference between the soul and spirit. Okay? Experience this difference and let come to an end all that stuff that is in your mind that has become an authority over your life. Be in charge. Awareness of the soul. Awareness of the distinction between the soul and the spirit. All the stuff that is in the mind is a part of a memory track. Physical, cellular memory, energetic, and mental. Our identification with these makes us live in our soul, but not be aware of our soul. We live in our soul, but we're not aware of it. Because we are living in it, we are identified with what it is that the soul sees, that the soul experiences. Only when we can discern the difference between our soul, the memory track of body, energy, mind, and the spirit, the mutable awareness within us, the spark of the infinite in us, then we are aware of the soul and then become aware of the spirit. And right discernment is one of the keys to enlightenment. So the 7 steps to enlightenment, breaking away from limitation through right discernment. First of all, you have to recognize the danger. The danger is recognized. And the danger might be something like, this thought is disempowering me. This experience is taking away energy from me. The danger, whatever is a danger, is just because it's taking you away from this recognition of the difference between the soul and the spirit. Then it's the danger, quote unquote, okay? That is the danger. So whatever it is that takes you far away from this recognition is a danger. Now, the second step, after the first step that you have recognized this danger, the second step is that the causes of danger are softened. And this is where you start putting into practice a meditation technique right away, or some sort of spiritual practices, or a practice that will make you more aware of the universe, of this difference, or that will put you more in touch with your own happiness, and you will start to see the difference between what you were doing and what you're doing now. Is what you're doing now bringing you expansion and widening your awareness? Then you're softening the danger, okay? If not, you're not softening the danger. So you will see that you can start discerning between what is good to do for you at this moment and what is not good to do for you at this moment. So what you will understand how to nurture your spirit. Now, you will understand that you have to do something. You will have to understand that you have to stop something at this stage. Okay? You start to soften. The third, the way of escape, let's say, is perceived through meditation. As you do these practices, okay, what happens is that you go deeper into understanding how you can definitely get out of this. And then, on the fourth stage, you will understand that right discernment is seen as the means of this escape. If I choose to do this and not that, then I will become more free. I will be more free. I will live more in my own true freedom, which is deep within myself that I have ignored for so long. Okay? And we have to understand that here, at this stage, the fourth stage, discernment is seen as the means of escape. Here we start having clarity upon what we should do and what we should not do. On the fifth stage, then we have the dominant word thinking comes to an end. And this means that the mind stuff, whatever is going on in our mind, the shoots, they have to, the must, because other people told us, or whatever was our identification, the authority of their mind, out of control, is coming to an end. We start to be in charge at this point. On the sixth stage, at that point, that force, because it does not receive energy anymore, the potency of the mind stuff declines of itself. It starts to get smaller, softer, not so loud anymore. And on the seventh stage, you have total freedom of these potencies. So the seven steps to enlightenment, first to recognize the danger. The danger is recognized, it's taking me away from the spirit. Then you want to soften the causes of the danger through a practice of your own choice that is good for you. And then through those practices, there can be meditation, you start having clarity. You have to understand that you have to, what you have to do. If you do this or that, will bring you more in tune with spirit or more away or away from spirit. Then you understand that you have to, in fourth stage, you have to apply discernment constantly in your life to know and to ask. To know is to ask. Is this taking me towards God, towards the universe, towards the fullest experience of myself? Is this giving me power in a way that I'm more attuned to spirit? Or is this taking me away? Is this disempowering me? At that point, you get dominance on the fifth stage. You get dominance of this mind stuff. And you're not dominated by them anymore. Sixth stage, the potency of this mind stuff declines. Seventh stage, freedom from these potencies is attained. So, through right discernment, there is so much we can do. In fact, clear seeing comes into play and brings us the ability to really choose what's best for us. Since thoughts are things, subtle matter, when we hold our thoughts for enough time, with conviction and dynamic power, will eventually come to pass. Okay, so once you get power over your mind stuff, then comes the power to create your life. If the mind stuff, whatever happens in the mind, and I'm not saying just ideas or thoughts, but the mind, you must see it as in a widest way. That means that it has powerful way of manifesting. It has the elements in it. It has everything. It has matter in it. Once you have power through right discernment over the mind stuff, at that point, you can really start to shape your life in the most divine way, through right guidance, and live your true life purpose. But here, this is important now. This is one of the key things to remember. There's the key to make this quick. No hassle, no delays, no doubts. Okay, really, really important. You must be committed to truth. If you have a true commitment to truth, to see it and acknowledge it everywhere, you have to see and acknowledge things as they are and not how you would like them to be. You will have to start to work with what you have. Then you will start to align yourself with truth. When you are really aligned with truth, the thoughts you think and the things you say must come to pass. Because at that point, it will be the truth itself speaking. And obviously, what is true is true. So therefore, you will start creating your life. You must be committed to truth. But until you have done some proper discernment first, you will have doubts whether what you think you want is really what you want. So there will be confusion. But if you start from being relaxed and happy already in the moment, as we said before, things will come naturally clear, since there is no anguish, greed, or unbalanced excessive need for what you want. You are free to wander in new possibilities and evaluate them. Okay? You are free to wander in new possibilities. That's great. Be open to new possibilities. Then, once you have decided what's great for you, when you say, wow, this is the life I would like to see in my life. This is what I would like to see happening in my life. Then, through alignment with truth and dynamic repetition of thought, which is matter in truth, you can accomplish and see anything. You live from the center of your own universe. Make it clear, and you will see things coming quickly. You have to make it clear. Now, this might seem nothing new, but the importance of alignment with truth is a fundamental principle. Many people just think of what they would like instead of being happy now and see what they have as they have it. Let me repeat this. Many people just think of what they would like, they wish upon something. Instead, they should be happy now and see what they have as they have it. It is important because you build a building from where you have left it off and not from where you would like it to be. If you just lay down the groundwork for what you want to see coming, then you must accept that that is your stage. That comes, that clarity comes through discernment, through the practice of discernment, so that you can take it from there. Otherwise, you might miss what's coming up next, because your attention goes somewhere else, and see that your life, in that case, you would see that your life doesn't build as you would rightly like it to be. So in other words, three things to remember, mainly, actually five things. One, be happy now. Two, stay aligned with truth as an overall way of life. Three, calm your mind and use right discernment. Four, create a clear intention. Clear. That connection within your own universe that connects with the universe everywhere. Five, hold dynamic thoughts for a prolonged period of time. With that clarity, with that attunement with truth. Now, when you have clarity upon things, and when you decide that you must accomplish something in this life, first of all, relax and calm. A calm mind can accomplish and give birth to any reality. Then respect the proper timings without pushing. The work on your part is to do what is being presented to you, just right in front of you, that leads you in the direction of what you would like to see coming in your reality. So once you're attuned with truth and you have a dynamic mind aligned with your calmness and truth, then the work on your part, I want to repeat it, is just to do what is being presented right in front of you and that leads you in the direction of what you would like to see coming, what you see manifested, see coming into your reality. Then your own life creative process becomes twofold, you and the universe. That's so easy, so simple. There's you and the universe. First, find the clarity within yourself as the universe is trying to express it. And then, when this cooperation, that reality is coming, can be projected outwards. When you're aligned with truth, and the intentions are clear, then the universe responds to your own universe, because this is its law. God is experiences life through us, and he gave us creative power. We must accept this power and use it in cooperation with the overall interest of the universe. We must do that also in order to be aligned with happiness for a longer period of time. Otherwise, our happiness would be dependent of the cycles of the up and down of our life. The nature of the universe is harmonious, harmonious expansion, while it intersects with us, with our life, with what is created. If you can make your intentions in tune with expansion, while reinforcing a deeper inner union with all that is created, then you are harmoniously cooperating with the universe. And most important, you must be able to free your creative power by getting rid of limiting points of views and ideas that up until now have been the authority over your life. Just let them go. You must be in charge. You can be successful if you become the one who is really in charge. That's why I created the Mind Shifting Program. And because this allows you to have total freedom of your creative power and at the same time grow in your soul. And there are the main steps of, these are the main steps of mind shifting, and I'm going to share a technique with you, which is a mystical technique, which is an amazing technique. I love it. And I have seen its benefits in my own life and in the life of all the people who practice it. And in these 8 steps, we're not going to go through all the 8 steps because it's like a journey almost, but we're going to share a technique for the first 2 steps. They go in pairs, you see. So the first step is to restrain from a thought, a negative one or a disempowering one, and this is any thought that doesn't allow you to expand your consciousness mainly. So identify one of these thoughts and decide to restrain from it. Then apply a positive thought instead of that. And these are steps that have been done in many ways today. Okay? They are very cutting edge kind of approaches to the mind. But we go further. On the third step, you have mental firmness, mastery of holding onto any thought. And we're talking mystical terms over here. Much more than what we think, much more. The ability really to crystallize our thoughts. 4, control of the energy and movement of thoughts. Ability to shape and reshape it. And this is symbolically related to the Om, with A-U-M-M, 4-letter, Om. 5th step, ability to stay untouched by any thought. And then this is where you get the creative calmness of the mind. We are talking here not imaginary stages, but real stages of experiences and or experience, whatever you want to call them. These stages are realizations of consciousness, are your passport, your key to the real mastery of your mind. 6th step, ability to recreate anything with effortful willpower. That means with effort, control of all thoughts, and to think thoughts that are new, to think the thought that you never thought before. At this point, you are not anymore bound by your limiting box, mind box, but you're expanding. You're thinking thoughts that you could never think before. Because your mind stuff, your mind doesn't have anymore such a grip on you that limit your vision. You can go behind it. After you can control, you can stay in touch by the thought. You can control the energy. You can stay in touch by them. Then at that point, you move beyond and you start your attunement to spirit. 7th step, we go even higher. Ability to shape and reshape symbols stored in our souls and release them effortlessly. So here comes the ability to create your universe by using and understanding the language of the universe. Everything, let me explain a little bit of the 7th step, because at some point we need to understand that symbols are in truth here, and we see them as we leave them and experience it, are in truth portals to a truth. When people worship a symbol without getting in touch with the truth behind it, then that becomes dogmatic teaching, becomes superstition, it becomes just mere belief, and it becomes idol worship, which is obviously useless. One has to go in touch with the real truth behind that symbol, and at that point stay attuned, attune himself to the divine truth behind that symbol. Okay? And it is the language of the universe. The universe speaks through symbols. The cosmos, the stars, whatever we see, the sun, the human being, everything is a symbol of the unmanifested universe that manifests and experiences his own truth through the consciousness present in a symbol. So at the seventh stage, you get the ability to shape and reshape symbols stored in your soul and release them effortlessly into a creative process to create anything. Ability to create your universe by using and understanding its own language. You start speaking a universal language, the true language of the soul. And also in the seventh stage, just brief introduction. The most easy way to work with symbols at the beginning is to learn and understand the symbols of astrology, because those symbols are the blueprint of who you are, cosmically speaking. Okay? That's the easiest way to start. Now let's go on the eighth stage. On the eighth stage, your mind definitely moves to the universal mind. So this is the process, the eight steps of mind shifting. We start from what many people know today is restraining from a thought, a negative thought, and applying a positive one that is, and the definition of negative or positive here is not good or bad or whatever. I would just want to say a negative thought, as I intend it now for this practice, is a thought that is disempowering you, that doesn't allow you to expand your consciousness, while a positive thought is one that allows you to expand your consciousness. So this is the distinction that I want to share with you. So these eight steps are really high development. The practices of yoga, Kriya Yoga, will lead to all this in a natural way until at some point there will be no effort at all. And I would like to share with you a very useful technique that can be applied. And just to remind you, these eight steps go into couples. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I would like to focus on the first two steps so that you can start practicing mind shifting successfully, mystically, and with the highest result. And many people have talked about these two first steps. But I will give you now a mystical, metaphysical technique that will allow you to be deeply successful in this practice. And it is attuned with the practices of Kriya Yoga and Yoga. So they are very effective. Give it a chance. So these are the two prerequisites before we start the practice, and you need to feel or visualize, or both feel and visualize, the spinal column as the tube within yourself. So first of all, stay with your spine straight, sitting with your feet on the floor, a comfortable posture, muscles relaxed, spine straight, opening your chest gently by bringing your shoulder blades together and bringing the shoulders down. Okay? Once you do that, relax your face, relax your neck, and keep your chin parallel to the floor. And at this point, try to feel or imagine or feel or visualize the spinal column within yourself as a tube within yourself, starting from the coccyx, going up into the medulla oblongata, which is the conjunction between the junction between the neck and the skull, and from there turning forward toward the spiritual eye, which is located at the root of the nose, at the pond between the eyebrows. So you have to be aware of these two things. First of all, the spiritual eye, the spinal column, and the spiritual eye. First of all, the spinal column is a tube that can be a tube of light or a hollow or empty cube, whatever you want, however you want to visualize it. Just visualize this cube is straight. Don't think of the physical spine. Think of an imaginary cube made of energy, made of consciousness. There, straight, totally straight and unobstructed. And then the spiritual eye center located at the root of the nose and at the palm between the eyebrows. To help you to feel the spiritual eye, just pinch the spiritual eye. Just pinch the point between the eyebrows, okay, at the root of the nose, first horizontally and then vertically, or opposite, with the thumb and the finger, and the forefinger of, and the index finger, sorry, of your right hand. First vertically pinch it, and then horizontally. Okay. And once you feel that part, you stimulate it, it's important that you have a feeling there, even though for now it's physical, because it will help you to direct your concentration, your focus, anyway. So, spiritual spinal column as a tube and a spiritual eye. These are the two prerequisites to be successful in this practice. Now, choose the thought you want to restrain from. Something negative that is really disempowering you, and obviously if there is a constriction there, it is a thought that you must change. So, and choose the positive one that you want to apply. Choose it now, a thought that you want to restrain from, and choose a positive thought that you want to apply. Do it now, write it down, know it with clarity, and I'm going to guide you to this technique. And obviously, you can come back to this episode as much as you want. It will be entitled Happiness and Mind Shifting Techniques. You can come here, download it, and repeat this technique as much as you want. You can repeat this project once you learn it anywhere. Write down now the thought you want to restrain and choose a positive one that you want to apply. So, here we start. Sit with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. And first, offer a prayer to the Divine Spirit to ask His support during this practice. And a simple prayer, and this can be something like, Divine Spirit, God, thank you for giving me the chance to transform my life. Help me to practice this technique in the most successful way so that it may bring divine results. Om peace. Amen. Now repeat mentally many times your negative thought. Repeat it mentally many times. Don't be afraid of it. Don't try to avoid it. Repeat it mentally many times until it becomes deep and you're widely aware of its meaning. Do that now. Repeat it mentally many times until the meaning of the thought becomes obvious. You become aware of the meaning. Make it deep. And here, now we're going to expel this thought away from us. And how do we do that? We breathe in through the tube in your spine, starting from the coccyx, up until the spiritual eye, the point between the eyebrows, breathing in up, and keep it there. And once you have reached this point, the point between the eyebrows, breathe out through the spiritual eye, breathe out from there, offering it back to the Divine Spirit, offer back to the universe this thought. Now, forcefully terminate your out-breath in a decisive way, like this, taking it out strongly, so that the offering to the universe is total and complete. Now breathe in from the universe the new positive thought at the spiritual eye. Breathe in it there, the point between the eyebrows. Breathe in. And once you have breathed in, now breathe out down from your spiritual eye into your spinal tube and bring it down in order to bring this thought as consciousness into your reality. Bring it down until the coccyx, and now terminate your out-breath decisively and forcefully to fix it. So, like this. Fix it now. And after a short pause, repeat mentally many times your new thought until it becomes very deep and subtle, and let it merge into your consciousness naturally. Then close the practice as breathing in and out slowly and deeply 3 times. And again, do 3 times, breathe in, out, in and out 3 times deeply. And then as you breathe in, slowly open your eyes, bringing the benefit of this practice into your daily life. And this is a powerful and mystical technique, and the practice of this technique alone can change your life totally. And these are only the first 2 steps of mind shifting. And this, and I already have the power to change your life. A thought is creative. It is subtle matter, and with this technique, you have fixed it into your consciousness. It is there. Try and see it for yourself. I would love your feedback. Write me at livejoy@joycelestial.org. A little precaution. If you realize that the thoughts you're bringing in, it is not the thought you intended to be, then see if it's a better one. If it's a better one, just keep it. If it's not, interrupt the technique. This simply means that you need to have more clarity before you do this practice, okay? Then repeat the process again with the right positive thought. And here we go. This is a powerful mind-shifting technique. I wish you the best with it. Now, once you have realized that you can have the power over your thoughts and mind, as well as got in touch with your creative power, then it's time to change your life totally. But you need to work with what you have and not with how you would like it to be. I found in this case, the use of astrological symbols are a great way to start from where you are in order to change your life. All your symbolic universal language is there. That's the blueprint of the universe that you are. You don't have to be like you come out from the chart for all your life. You don't have to be like that. I consider what is on the astrological chart a point of start. If you apply conscious awareness of yourself in your life and get back to your creative source, then you have all the power to change your condition, to overcome the stars, the influence of the planets, no matter how disastrous your situation might seem. In fact, from the point of view of the universe, there is no real difference between light and shadows in this world. They are just opposite forces of equal importance that play a role in this life. When you act on it consciously and with divine power, there is nothing that can stop you. The difficult factors or easy factors only depend on your perceptions of life. But from the point of view of the universe, they are equal. Once you know that you have applied the right discernment and have aligned to truth, and here we are going almost to close with our episode today, but first this concept. Once you know that you have applied the right discernment and have aligned to truth, once you know that you can access your creative power to give birth to a new reality and started to apply and live mind-shifting, then you can use astrological symbols and elements very successfully, even alone, as a point to start to work with what you have. You see, you have to work life using your own symbols. This is really important. Don't use the symbols of somebody else. That's why analyzing your astrological chart by somebody who has the right consciousness, don't go to any person, you know, just use astrology. This is my opinion, in a way that is not related to this kind of work within yourself, because the true purpose of astrology is to evolve in your soul, to make you understand where you are so that you can take it from there. Okay. Obviously, the application of astrology can be wide and also very complicated. But you heard some principles, some things that you can start doing right away to work with what you have. Obviously, you need to have your own printed chart, but you can have it for free on the internet in many places. Just go and look main element that dominates your chart. You have, this is what you have to look at, the main element that dominates your chart, and this is the easiest approach, is your main approach that you must have with visualizing and bringing into reality your new life. Because it is the substance upon which everything is built. For example, if you have on your chart a predominance of water, then the main approach you must have with visualizing and bringing into reality your new life is through feelings. If it is the element of air that is predominant, then you must have the approach for your new life and reality through the intellect and or ideas. If it's fire, it's through the initiator flame of the dynamic willpower. If it's earth, is to know and have clarity upon physical facts. So this is why you have to visualize, get in touch with, primarily. That is the main substance with which your reality is going to be built. Then apply your power on these elements by accessing them through the element of your sun sign. For example, if you are a Pisces and have a predominance of the earth element in the chart, then do the following. Have a clear physical manifestation in terms of fact and circumstances in your mind and direct feeling energy in there. Because Pisces is a water element, is a water sign. So you have to use feeling as well. So if you have Pisces, if you are Pisces and have a predominance of the earth element, first of all, you have to visualize a physical manifestation in terms of facts and circumstances in your mind, and then direct feeling energy there. If you were a Gemini, then you needed to have an ideas, the ideas and the intellect behind that manifestation, okay? And so on. If in your chart you have, if in the chart that you have there are two elements that are equally high, then use the one which is more appropriate to the kind of reality you want to see coming. If it is an intellectual thing, then you need to use, if you have the predominance of air and earth, let's say, if it is an intellectual thing, then you have to use the air element. Otherwise, if it is a practical thing, money, whatever, it is the earth element. Then the way the energy must be directed is also important. And then depends on your sign, if it is a cardinal, fixed, or mutable. If it is cardinal, then you have to understand that the energy is directing in this way. It is like an initiating spark. It's like you turn on the light. It is the initiated flame of creation. And this is the way you are actually directing your energy toward what you want. If it is a fixed sign, like for example Scorpio, then radiates energy from a point in yourself or to a point out. To a point in yourself, outward. Okay? If it is mutable, like Pisces, connects with the creative source through patterns of spiritual energy. We will explore more about symbols, astrology, and how you can change your life through the astrological symbols, which are great and amazing. It's an amazing approach in another episode. For now, I say goodbye to you. Visit my website and open your free account there. The free section is widely expanding. And I'm very happy to offer all that I'm sharing with you, www.joycelestial.com, and see you next Sunday at 9 p.m. with Awareness of the Soul, and goodbye from your host, Vincent Sandy. Bye.